delicious food, suddenly got healthy again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is the panel of experts that decides which foods are good and which foods will kill you. And according to insiders, it has decided, brace yourself, that it's okay to eat foods with cholesterol. Now, don't go and throw away the cholesterol pills yet. You still don't want bad cholesterol in your bloodstream. But the latest science is saying that the cholesterol in your blood just isn't affected that much by what you eat. I'm not sure why this took so long. The first cholesterol warnings went out in 1961, but there it is. You can eat eggs again. You can eat liver again. Liver should be pretty cheap. It's been piling up since 1961. And that's not all. Saturated fat is also making a comeback. Sweden just became the first Western nation to officially reject low-fat diets in favor of a low-carb, high-fat diet, basically saying that steak is better for you than bread. And Australian cardiologist Dr. Ross Walker says that's not the only pro-fat study.
Cambridge University just released a trial, 600,000 people, 72 different trials put together, no link between meat, eggs, dairy, and heart disease.
He's among those who've been preaching the benefits of natural fats for years.
We've been demonizing saturated fat for so long, and there's no reason to do so.
Of course, he's Australian, and the American dietary experts aren't going that far yet. But if dietary guidelines keep changing at the present rate, I've calculated that by next week, scientists will be recommending tobacco as a pizza topping. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.